Oh, do we have a treat for you. Brian Brewster, trainer over at Michigan Tech, part of our segments that we have been going on all month long here in March of National Trainers Month. Brian Brewster from the Michigan Tech hockey team training staff and, well, Michigan Tech training staff in general, and from UP Health System Portage is with us. Brian, how are you today?
Doing great, Derek. Thanks a lot.
Nice to have you in here. He is so excited about being on the radio. Almost every weekend now, I ask him, when are we going to do our interview? And he says, not today. Not today.
So have you ever had Brew on?
Oh, yeah. We've had him.
Okay.
I think we did this last year, actually.
Too. Yeah. Well, we'll do one maybe for in the playoffs, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, Brew, it's National Trainers Month, National Athletic Training Month. What does that mean? And how are you celebrating?
celebrating, I'm not sure I'm celebrating, just getting awareness out on what athletic trainers do. Our national governing body has a slogan, I guess you would say, we prepare so you can perform. That just takes into account like the prevention stuff that we do, the emergency management that we do, getting EMS there at games, whatever it may be. When somebody gets hurt, obviously we're the first ones on the scene and kind of run the show and get people where they need to be, whether it be to the ER, or just get them off the court sideline or onto the sideline or into the training room and get a further evaluation from there. But, that's what we're here for.
Well, knock on wood, it's been a pretty good year for the hockey team as far as on ice. Having to race you onto the ice and get immediate attention. But we did have a rash of injuries right smack dab in the middle of the season after really being lucky in the first half. All of a sudden, Brew was really, really busy behind the scenes there.
For sure. January is a little tough for me. So I think at one point we had about five guys totally out, not cleared to play for a weekend series towards the end of January, first part of February. But right now we're doing pretty well. Knock on wood, I think everybody's going to practice today, and as everything goes well this week, everybody should be cleared to participate.
Remind everybody who don't understand the protocol as far as what it takes to get somebody cleared to play. It's not the coach saying he can play. It's not the player saying he can play. How does that all work?
Yeah, pretty much what happens is an athletic trainer is kind of the middleman. If somebody gets hurt, they obviously come to me, and we decide where they need to go. Do they need to go see a physician? What type of physician? Ortho, family practice, whatever it may be. Then usually I'm in contact with Doc, usually every day or every other day on different guys, and we kind of it's a team approach between the Doc and I . If they're going to physical therapy, them too. And once we decide if sometimes Doc lets me make the call, sometimes Doc gives me a call and says, yeah, just let him go and we'll see how it goes or whatever it may be. And then I communicate with them. I communicate with coaches and players and so forth. So I'm kind of the middleman in all the decision making and talk to everybody and we make the call as a group. So.
How tough is it as a trainer to be that middleman? Obviously, coaches want their players to be on the field playing, but you obviously have to look out for the best interest of their physical well-being and make sure that they're going to be healthy and not injuring themselves further.
Right. I think it just comes with experience. I think it comes with trusting yourself and understanding the different aspects of injuries. The toughest thing, that's kind of the easy part, going into coach and telling them somebody's out. It's the toughest part because they don't get angry. They just, I'm always the bearer of bad news, I guess you would say.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, exactly. And they always forget the times when I come in and say this guy's clear. And so they always forget those times. But yeah.
How much of your day during the hockey season, are you exclusive to hockey? Or obviously you have people under you that you manage to how does that whole supervising thing work with the whole school?
So I mean once hockey starts, usually probably October 1st, I'm pretty much downstairs in hockey all the time. Now once hockey season's over or in August and things like that, I'll be up on the football field helping Eric Bassano out, who helps with our football team or works with our football team and men's basketball team and helping them out. and also whatever other sport is going on during that time. So, yeah, it gets busy. But once hockey starts, I'm pretty much downstairs most of the time, which is good and bad. I try to make it up every once in a while to see what's going on, but usually stuck down in my dungeon downstairs. So.
Talk about your other staff that you mentioned, Eric, but talk about the other staff and how important it is for you guys to have good relationships and communicate, because you're obviously sometimes seeing the same athlete and getting some continuity in their care.
Yeah, for sure. So we got Ogie. Ogie's been with us for, I think, 4 years now. She works with our soccer team and women's basketball. And then we also got Matt St. Louis, who is on a one-year internship with us, and he works with volleyball and does a lot with the track, Nordic ski, and cross country. So we pretty much we meet probably almost once a week, for sure every other week, and we discuss injuries and make sure that everything's going. Everybody's plan of care is appropriate, or if they're stuck on something, then we throw out ideas that may help certain individuals. I mean, we had a women's basketball player kind of had some knee pain, and for example, and we kind of started some proprioception stuff with her, and it actually has got better. It feels more stable for her, and so it's been a team approach, and it works better that way, I think, and everybody's on the same page.
I know part of Athletic Training Month for you guys is just getting awareness and trying to get some help in terms of, you know, maybe some students that want to work with you guys. What's the best way to get involved with training staff?
For sure. We do have an internship program for our students at Michigan Tech. We have a lot of pre-med, pre-physical therapy, any pre-health occupation that somebody wants to go into. They hang out in the training room. They see obviously some injuries. They help us do any prevention stuff with taping, bracing. They help us with hydration, setting up the fields. Obviously they're on the sidelines. For example, I have two students that work with me with hockey. They're there on a daily basis, and then they're also at all the games. They're on the sidelines for football, for practices and everything. Just obviously we can't see everything on a football field, so it's good to have right. Four or five students with each position group to help out. So yeah, there's definitely opportunities. It's actually on our website, I think. And then they can always just contact myself or Ogie or Eric, and we'll point them in the right direction.
All right, Bruin, well, we want you to hang around if you could, but that is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Brian Brewster, head trainer over at Michigan Tech, part of UP Health System Portage also, and it is all part of National Trainers Month, March. I bet you didn't know that. Well, that's why we're telling you about it here today. that's Drive Time. Go Huskies. And again, women's basketball and men's hockey is home this weekend. Tickets are on sale, 487-2073. I want to go to buyhuskiestickets.com. Anything else?
That'll do it. We're looking forward to the weekend, Dirk.